I guess we have to talk about this game first. So that was an intense physical game.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. We battled to it. They don't give a lot of shot for us. But at least we work for the 2 points, we work for the win. Nice goal by Bud all the way. He's a shooter, he did his job on that. But it was a good effort by the team, and we're happy with that.
Shots on goal were tough to get tonight. What were you seeing from them?
Yeah, it was pretty tough last game too against Albany. When they play the trap, when they don't give a lot of time in the offensive zone, it's pretty tough to get some shot. Like what I say, we battle to it, we work out to get the 2 points, and that's what we did.
How does it feel? We were just talking about this. You've had 9 overtime games in the last 10 games. How do you guys keep up the energy?
It's pretty tough too. We are on the road. When we're at home, it's pretty easy. It's more not comfortable, but more the rest is more easy for us. So that's why when we go on the road, it's pretty tough. When we travel a lot, we're switching a hotel every day. But the guy's doing a good job here, the training, the trainer too, so that's helped a lot.
How do you feel the season in general has gone so far, both for the team and for yourself personally?
It's pretty different than last year. Last year, all the points, all everything is coming at me, but I was not playing my best hockey. This year, it's the opposite. I'm maybe playing a good hockey. A lot of an injury. I switch in position now. I'm left winger, but I figured out what Sylvain Lefebvre asked me to do on the ice, and it was a good start of season for me.
Would you say you're more comfortable at center than you are at wing, or is it just adjusting?
Since I'm young, I'm playing left winger, but last year was not fun, but I love I get the puck, so center is pretty good for me. I'm more comfortable. I can make my play, slow down the game and slow down the play for what I'm good at. So yeah, since a lot of injury, at least 20 guys is in the injured list, maybe. So it's pretty tough, but we battled it.
Speaking of transitions, with the injuries and with the call-ups and whatnot, you now find yourself on the first line. Carr's not there. You're with Holloway and Perrin. How's that transition, the chemistry going for you on your line? Andrew Ghetto's not here.
We're missing Andrew Ghetto. Me and Bud, we're playing since the start of the season together. We had a good chemistry. He's a shooter. I give him the puck. It's the same thing like when I played last year with Carr's. And since 3 game I'm playing with McCarron. He's a big boy, he's a good guy. And on the ice, he's make a lot of space for me, so that's good. We just need to continue on that and figure out what happened when injured. But we know how to play the hockey game, so whatever who's playing with us, it's going to be the same.
What do you feel your biggest strengths are that you bring to the ice?
Give a lot of room for the guys. The team is just trying to make some space to the guy, not with my physical play, but maybe my slowing the game down or just make a good pass. I love to shoot the puck. I love to make some play. I'm that kind of player, but like this year is pretty tough. We have to figure out what in the D zone too. It was not my strength when I was get drafted, so I have to work on that. And it's just now it's going to go right away.
With injuries, especially in Montreal, there's been lots of call-ups. Do you prepare yourself just in case you're the next one that gets called?
Yeah, I think everyone in the room is ready to get called up. Everyone want to play in that in the NHL, that's for sure. I'm the first. That's my goal. That's my dream. But now I'm just ready when I'm going on the ice here and as ice cap. I'm happy for the guy like Christian Thomas, Carr, and Andrew Ghetto get called up. That's good for them. But myself, I got to play the right play, continue on, be aggressive on the puck, and just move my feet.